listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us.
Contaminated soil? A new study was published recently from Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, revealing that urban gardeners aren't really concerned about soil contamination. It's not that they don't know about soil contamination, it's that they don't really want to know about soil contamination. If you haven't heard us say it before, it's worth repeating. Get a soil test. Always. It's typical to see lead in soil samples from city garden plots, but there also is the chance that you might have asbestos, creosote, or contaminants from asphalt, traffic, or airports in your soil. In the study, interviews were conducted in Baltimore, and those surveyed were either master gardeners, federal agency employees, community garden organizers, or urban farmers. Many expressed difficulty in obtaining soil tests due to either expense or the fear that they would spend money on their garden only to discover that it was contaminated. Let's not stick our heads in the sand. Learn the history of the land where you grow food. Get a soil test and take precautions to avoid contaminants. Find helpful and thorough information on what to do in an EPA publication we've put a link to on our website this week only. Do your research, be safe, and happy gardening. Oh, and for you local Angelenos, if you're interested in a free gardening class on basic organic gardening, come to Ocean View Farms this Sunday, April 13th at 2 p.m. I'll be teaching a class and selling copies of Gardening for Geeks.
You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at gardenerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.